Greetings, groovers, seekers of sophistication, lovers of literature. Tis I, Nicholas de Hennigan. How are you doing? Well, it's October now. It's almost November. Finally, sort of come down from the madness that was the Edinburgh Festival, and back in London. The weather has been fantastic. Managed to get a week away in Wales. Someone made the comparison between me and Dylan Thomas, not because of the writing, but the fact that we have very kind friends who allow us to use their caravan, which is right by the side of the water of the sea, a lovely location. And we have some other very kind friends who allow us to use their house, which they have also in Wales. So between those two lovely kind friends, it means I get a holiday. We get a holiday at least once a year, possibly twice. You know, the life of a writer being so financially rewarding, it's very useful. So things are still moving on now. I've finished with Edinburgh for this year, although I'm actually starting to think perhaps about Edinburgh next year. You may know, if you've been listening regularly, we were saved by a sort of hedge fund manager who saw the performances in Edinburgh and came and gave us some money, which was fantastic, which meant I was able to pay the bills. So now we're thinking ahead to what's coming up. I've finished editing a book. Yes, I've gone into the print media, loves. It's actually a memoir, and it's a memoir of, in fact, my partner. Her granddad wrote it back in the early 2000s. It's called Confessions of a Butcher Boy by Norman Raybone. And I think he wouldn't mind me saying that he wasn't a writer. And he wrote a memoir basically for the love of his family. And then I ended up getting it from Norman Raybone's youngest son. He sent me a copy, and it took me months really to edit it, because there are about 150,000 words and there were no paragraphs and very few sentences. But it's a brilliant story that starts in the 1914. With early memories, very early memories, and ends at the end of that century. So, and it includes things like the Peaky Blinders and a bit of gangsters and the Yalta Conference, the Second World War, the terrorism in various parts of the United Kingdom. And it's I thought it was just a brilliant story. So I edited it and it's been published. And it's got an ISBN number. And in fact, it's being reviewed on BBC Radio tonight. So if you fancy having a look at that, Confessions of a Butcher Boy by Norman Raybone, edited by myself, Nick Hennigan. That's now in print. I wrote a play a few years ago called Pals, about four kids growing up on an estate in Birmingham. And I'm going to revisit this again this year, possibly for Edinburgh, who knows. It was a long time ago that we initially did it, and I'm not sure if it's still going to be relevant. I think it will be, because the themes are love and loss and, you know, all the stuff that goes on with growing up. So I'm hoping it'll still be relevant. So I'm going to get a bunch of actors together. In fact, Kizzy, who played Henry and Hamlet, she's very kindly agreed to help me out. She knows a few young actors who might be up for it. So we're going to have a get together towards the end of the month, just an informal reading. I think that's probably what it'll be. And then Christmas Carol is out touring. We're doing the where are we? It's going to be at the George the Fourth pub, one of my locals almost, in Chiswick High Road on the 2nd of December, I think it is. We're doing a matinee. Be nice to see Guy Masterson. And I've started a thing called the Speakeasy Cabaret. And the Speakeasy Cabaret is something I've wanted to do for a long time, really. I like the idea of spoken word events, and I like the idea of people telling stories. And I think the more connected we get, the more stories are important. And so it was being in Edinburgh. It wasn't until actually I got back from Edinburgh that I realised I'd met some interesting, fascinating spoken word people. So Greg Byron was one of them. And in fact, if you listen to the podcast on the londonliterarypubcrawl.com or the mavericktheatre.com website, then you'll be able to hear Greg talking about his life. He's perhaps most well known for the Thunderbirds FAB musical show, which was in the West End for a few years and indeed toured around the world. So Greg was my first sort of star act. And then we've got Ian, who's another star act from Edinburgh. He's going to be on, it's going to be the first Saturday of every month, I think, at the Wheatsheaf Pub in Soho, in Fitzrovia, Rathbone Place. And the first one went really well. And I have to say, the bit I enjoyed most were the people just getting up and telling stories. So the idea is you can come along and tell any story you like. The only rules are it's got to be 5 minutes long-ish. And it has to be your story and it has to be true. And we had Dave the Hatter turn up, Jacqueline Haig, she's going to perform, I think, as well for me. She did a great show in Edinburgh on the Free Fringe. And there were numerous people, and it was good. So I should be doing that again. So I've waffled on enough now. I think it's time for me to make another cup of tea. And I'll see you soon. God bless you. And thanks very much for listening.